Despite this week's White House announcement that the U.S. and European Union have agreed to hold off on new trade penalties, members of Congress continue to hear from constituents about how tariffs are taking a toll on their livelihoods. Let's tap into public regard for the trade war with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, do most Americans wish that we never went down this road?
Well, I don't think so, because when we ask Americans, just finished asking them, what impact have the tariffs had on you and on your job situation currently? 67% say no impact on my job for those that are working, and 72% say no impact on me personally. So a lot of Americans so far aren't seeing the kind of complaints that you mentioned that we're hearing from soybean farmers and other individuals like that. Although those who do say there's an impact are more likely to say it's hurting them than help them. And that's not an insignificant number, 17%, and only 6% say that it's helping them. So it's a net negative. But a lot of Americans say, no, you know, life as usual, I don't perceive any significant impact. We did ask, however, Dave, long term, what impact do you think this tariff situation will have if it continues? Americans tilt towards saying both for the U.S. economy and for their own personal financial situation that this tariff situation is going to make things worse, not better. So however you look at the data, those who have an opinion are more negative than positive about all of the attempts to fix the tariff situation that we're seeing right now.
Frank, I understand Gallup is focusing on smoking habits in 2018.
We are. And there are a couple of patterns, big patterns, on what I call conventional cigarettes. And the reason I'm calling them conventional cigarettes is because we're now differentiating those from vaping or e-cigarettes, which I think is going to be very interesting to talk about. But in terms of conventional cigarettes, our data now down to 16% of Americans, this would be 18-plus Americans, who say they've smoked a cigarette in the last week. We started asking that question in World War II after D-Day, November 1944. That's the first time we asked it, and it was 41%. Then it rose to 45% in the mid-1950s, and that's as high as we've had it in our Gallup data. But as mentioned, we've been falling ever since, and we're now down to 16%, which is the lowest on record. And also the government data show the same thing. Fewer and fewer Americans are smoking. Dave, one of the most interesting patterns within those broad data is youth. I was talking to a smoking expert at the University of Michigan School of Public Health the other day, and he used the word plummeting, that the smoking rate among kids and among teenagers has been plummeting in this country.
So let's bring vaping back into the conversation. Are younger smokers, or those first trying it, taking up vaping rather than the traditional cigarette?
The evidence suggests that's the case. 9% of Americans say that they vape. And when you look at people 18 to 29, that's 20%, by far the biggest group of all. In fact, when we go to 65 pluses, nobody that we talked to, or maybe one or two people, said they vape. So it's clearly a young phenomenon. And when we look internally at the data, it is people that are currently smoking that are by far most likely to be vaping. So then we look at other data from other research sources. The conclusion seems pretty strong that vaping is, in fact, replacing smoking, or at least partially replacing smoking conventional cigarettes for a lot of young people.
Is there an increasing clamor to make tobacco use illegal?
Americans don't want anything made totally illegal. We see that when we ask about abortion, we see that when we ask about guns, and we see that for smoking. Although Americans clearly favor restrictions on smoking in public places and so forth, just about a quarter of Americans say that they think it should be made totally illegal in this country, kind of like prohibition back in the 19-teens and the 1920s. And I think part of that is practicality. Americans recognize that it's very difficult to outlaw something totally.
So an all-time low, 16% of respondents 18 and over smoked in the past week. I presume a much smaller subset of that cohort used either chewing tobacco or cigars or pipes.
Oh, absolutely. Those are very small numbers. When we say smoking a pipe, 1% of the population say they smoke a pipe regularly, another 3% occasionally. Cigars, 1% regularly, 8% occasionally. Chewing tobacco, 2% regularly, 3% occasionally. All those are very small numbers. And I should say, the percent of Americans who chew tobacco, smoke a pipe, or smoke cigars is also now lower than the percent who will tell us that they smoke marijuana. So a lot of things are replacing, particularly e-cigarettes and marijuana, these traditional uses of tobacco.
In our time left, let's move on from smoking to drinking.
One of the big issues in our drinking analysis this year is the controversy around drinking in moderation. Is that good for your health or bad for your health? We've done a lot of research on this. And let me give you the figures first. 16% of Americans say drinking in moderation. and we define that as one or two drinks a day, is good for your health. 55% say it makes no difference, and 28% say it's bad for your health. A lot of research has shown that alcohol is related to more positive outcomes when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Now, more recently, however, we've seen studies which say, maybe the relationship isn't as strong as we thought. More recently, we've seen studies that say, wait a minute, maybe moderate drinking is related to problems with the liver and cancer, breast cancer in women in particular. So it's all kind of muddled. When you look at the longitudinal data, researchers say people who drink tend to live longer. Kind of the Mediterranean diet includes red wine. So it's very controversial. But what we know from the average American is they say it doesn't make a difference, moderate drinking, or if you force them to make a choice, those who have an opinion are more likely to say it's bad rather than good for one's health.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.